anything?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. President?
Yeah. Did you call me?
Yes, sir. I had placed a call and then I canceled it. Bob had left. I just wanted to get a feel on today for the Sunday papers as to...
Oh, I see.
What plans were. And...
I see. Well, actually, I am actually spending the morning dictating. I'm dictating, just on general reorganization plans and so forth. You
right.
Say that I'm dictating some reorganization on reorganization plans.
Yeah.
And also that I'm dictating some directives with regard to budget cuts.
All right.
That'll stir him up a little.
All right.
But reorganization plans, and I'm doing some dictation for it. At 10:30, I'm going to go back to Washington. I have to go back and pick up some clothes and so forth and so on. We'll come back here tomorrow night, perhaps around 5 o'clock.
All right, but you will spend to tomorrow here in, or today in Washington?
Well, from 10, about 11 o'clock on, yes.
Okay.
I'll just be in Washington. I won't be going anyplace.
All righty.
Yeah, see? I won't be going anyplace. Just say I'm just going to Washington
I don't want to create a...
No. Not
how to handle this so it doesn't...
No. I'm just... Actually, Ron, I'm just simply going back because I got to pick up some clothes and things. I've been here for 4 days, and I forgot to bring a couple of suits, and I'm just going down and coming right back. Well, let me see. Why don't we just say that we're going for... I have no meetings to... I'm not going to see anybody. Let's see. What do we say? So that you don't create anything. Well, what you say? I'm going to be in Washington to have dinner with the family tonight, and then we'll return tomorrow. How's that?
Right,
sound how's that?
Right.
How's that?
Just say that there's nothing extraordinary about it. The president this morning simply decided to come down to the White House to spend the weekend here.
Yeah, I'm coming down to have dinner with the family tonight, and
dinner with family, and then you'll return.
Yeah, and I'll return tomorrow. Just say I return to Camp David tomorrow, that I have a full schedule of appointments Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Right.
Why don't you just say that?
All right.
A full schedule of appointments. I'm coming.
Then I'll say, will you meet with Kissinger down here before you leave?
No. No, I have completed the meeting with Kissinger. I will not see Kissinger while I'm in Washington.
All righty.
Just say no. No, that there will be no schedule today of meetings.
No schedule.
No, I don't see Kissinger. I mean, I've already seen him, and I don't want to go into that. So just say no, that I've completed my meetings with Kissinger. And also, you can say that one of the things I did this, that I have completed the dictation in the morning of the instructions for, that I've completed the instructions for SALT.
Oh, good. That's
good. Say that the president has been working on the instructions for SALT, and he's completed that. And also has been working this morning and will continue work with regard to the negotiating positions for the Paris conference that Kissinger will be taking off. I will not meet with him. I've already met with him, but I'm working on the negotiating positions. And those positions will be cabled to him. See, he leaves tomorrow. And that those positions will be cabled to him. Will be delivered to him before he goes, or cabled to him on Sunday.
Should I say you'll be in touch with him by phone? Or
yes. Yes.
You'll be. You don't.
Just say. Just say.
Him, but you'll be.
Yeah. We have no meeting scheduled. There might be a meeting that I probably be by phone, but that I'm really now doing the paperwork.
Right.
And that I'm working out the instructions on SALT.
And
the negotiating position with regard to Vietnam, and that I'm working on that.
Good.
And I have to go to Washington to get some materials together down there. I had to go to Washington, make it business. I had to go to Washington to get some materials together and to complete those things that I to talk to members of the staff and so forth and so on.
Right.
Staff matters and as far as that. And I wouldn't mention the dinner thing. I put the social thing in.
Okay.
You know, that isn't really the reason for going back, see? How's that? Because I'm really going back, frankly, to pick up some clothes, and I am going to be working on both the SALT negotiating position and the other one when I'm down there.
Alrighty.
And I just want a little change of scenery because I...
All right, should I say you'll be in... Do you plan to spend the day in your EOB office? Or portion?
Yes, I'll be in the... I'll spend the day in the White House. I'm gonna tell them I'm gonna work in the Lincoln sitting room.
All righty.
That's not bad.
No, that's
cool. I'll be working in the Lincoln sitting room, getting out the final negotiating positions for the next round of talks in Paris, and for the SALT,
which begins the 21st.
Yeah, which begins the 21st. That I'm working on that, and I'm gonna work in the Lincoln sitting room.
Good.
They said, why isn't he working at Camp David? Well, because I had some materials down there that I wanted to get to, and I also wanted to. So that I can call on people if I need them when they're there.
Right.
Put it that way, that I want their staff members that I may want to call upon if I need them as I'm working on this. I want the materials put together. How's that?
That's perfect. And then you'll...
Good, that'll give you a good ride.
Then you'll be returning tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Late.
And that the president is personally on this, doing the... On both SALT, but particularly on the Paris thing, that he's personally he considers this negotiation of critical importance. Let me just say that, of critical importance,
mm-hmm.
And he's therefore well, of course, I don't want to get him done the others too, but he considers this of critical importance, and he is going to spend the whole day on those negotiating positions. Leave the SALT thing out. Does he think that adds?
Oh, I like the SALT, too.
All right, put the SALT in.
Right.
He thinks in the second round the SALT is important, and so he's going to spend the whole day in Washington working on those two things.
Right. So you're going to meet with anyone? No, he plans no meetings, but
yeah.
He'll be talking.
Well, no problem, but I mean, as you know, gentlemen, he'll be on the telephone. He may meet, yes, I mean,
right.
Depending upon how the thing goes, but as these positions develop, the papers and so forth, he wants to be there where he can call on people if necessary.
Right.
But there will be no published meetings, gentlemen.
Yeah, right.
How's that?
That's fine. It's going to be hard to pull him away. I want to get your reading right on this. It'd be hard to, even if you don't meet with Kissinger, they're going to say, if I mention these things, that you will be conferring with
him. Oh, yes, I'll be in touch with him. Oh, yes, I'll be conferring with Kissinger right through the day. Yes.
You don't mind that?
Oh, yes, that's fine. I'll be conferring with Kissinger during the day.
Right.
That's right. Yes, I just say I'll be conferring with Dr. Kissinger. Hell, let him think we're meeting.
That's what I mean. Sure.
Fine. I'll be conferring with Dr. Kissinger.
You don't mind if I create
that
impression?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
And other members of the staff on technical details. The president. The president feels the technical details now are of very, very great importance, and consequently, he's working personally on the technical details because we want to be sure they're nailed down properly. Why don't you put that in?
Alrighty.
That these negotiations were really done to. It's not so much major substantive differences, but it's there are substantive differences, but there are a lot of technical details which could be enormously important later if they aren't nailed down. And the president he's examining every clause in the agreement.
Yes, sir.
So that when Dr. Kissinger goes to this meeting, it will be an agreement that the president. Personally approves and backs in every respect. Put that out.
Okay.
Fine. This is
good.
All right.
Very good. Thanks, sir. Okay. I think the stories on the reorganization and the activities yesterday are moving well.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the announcement of the.
Did you ever get anything worked out with Rogers, or are you waiting for Haldeman to get that as to what we announce on Rogers?
I have not had any discussions on that,
yeah,
thing, sir.
Yeah, Laird, of course, is resigned.
Laird has already...
But I don't want to... He's already said it.
Well, he said back in his conversation.
We're not ready to... But by next week, we'll be ready to announce some changes and new appointments.
Okay, I'm putting together my thoughts today on...
Fine.
Before...
How to get him out.
How to get it out.
Right,
how to proceed.
Right. But I've been working. You might say that President at Camp David has been working... I've been having very, very long hours, you know.
Right, I'm putting that...
I've been going out, been up late at night and so forth and so on, and working on these positions, and particularly on the reorganization plans and so forth and so on.
Right. I'll refer to...
Well, somebody has said, you know, my wife was saying, and I said that she and the daughter, that they were concerned about the fact that the impression out of the statement since the election was that we were being very cruel and heartless and so forth.
That's all in town, Mr. President.
But
it's only created by bureaucracy fear.
Yeah.
That is
well,
not...
you don't country feels that way. If it does, I don't give a goddamn if they do, but...
No. My impression, sir, is that a clean move like this is good. It has, without question, shaken up the bureaucracy. It's shaken
up the town. They're squealing.
They're squealing, but the people...
It's more the post and star.
That's right. The people are insecure and, you know... are the ones who are squirming around.
That's right. They're going to be.
But in terms of the impact on the country, they simply see, well, the president's moving to reorganize. That's good.
That's right. That's right.
I think people.
He's grabbing a hold of the damn tiller.
That's right. People in the country react positively to change and to reorganization.
Yeah.
I think yesterday, where you had a number of cabinet people and a lot of activity up there, softened, you know, the story somewhat. That, you know, it shows that you are consulting and have now, as we said you would, members.
You got to point out the reason we didn't do it before. We had to find out what we were going to do.
That's right.
And then I had to make I had not what we were going to do. Didn't make the decisions. But I was working on the reorganization plan. I have a very intensive reorganization. Yeah, I want you to say every department is going to be reorganized. You can say that today. Every department. Reorganization, not in terms of what we submit to the Congress, and it's within the congressional guidelines. We won't go any further than that, but we're gonna have some reorganization. Not only changes, it isn't going to be changes of personnel, but there will be changes in the way of doing business.
Right. This is the point I've been trying to focus on. It's very difficult, of course,
yeah,
in the press to think of anything else but, you know, the human or the
people
thing. But I've said that you're concentrating on the form, the reorganization. The structure.
That's right. That's right. How people work together.
That's right.
How we can work better with the... Yeah. One thing you could get out is this. One thing I don't want to do... Chuck Colson is concerned that... And everybody sees it in his own way that... half a dozen are leaving, like Klein and Finch and Rumsfeld and the rest. He's concerned that if he goes, when he goes, of course, that it'll look as if that basically he's being fired.
Well, this is part of the thinking I'm doing today.
Do you think it's true? I mean, well, to a certain extent, it's true. To his enemies will say that. But what the hell, out through the country, they don't know who the hell Chuck Colson is.
No.
And also, when a hell of a lot of people go, they go. Or what do you think?
Well, I agree with both points. I think we can take certain steps into next week to eliminate that concern. For example, you have asked, as we have already said, for the statements of intent by the on the part of the staff. Do they want to leave? Do they want to stay? Do they want to be reassigned?
You
can give that personal individual consideration.
Right.
I mean, this is an extraordinary...
And frankly, this is a question. This is the point, is that each member of the staff, some want to stay, some want to be changed, some want to move. And each one is being handled. I want you to say this, that each member of the cabinet is being handled on a personal, individual basis. That's why we're not making any announcements.
Right.
Okay, we'll have some fairly big announcements next week. I mean, about changes or shake the bastards up.
All
right. Right. But I don't want this heartless thing to get out of you. You've got to knock that down.
Right.
You've got to say, on the contrary, everybody that members have welcomed the opportunity, you know, to really take a new look and recharge the administration, you know, to get some new life, new ideas and so forth. This is the only time it'll be done. If it isn't done now, it'll never be done.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, the session yesterday went a long way
You mean just meeting with them?
That's right, the activity.
That's what it is. We had met, you know, we've done it in an orderly way. We met with the vice president first,
right,
with Connolly second, with Rogers third. Then yesterday we just went on.
Three members yesterday.
That's right. And have you announced the ones for next week?
No, we haven't yet.
I'd announce those.
Okay.
I think that's a very good story today. Don't you think so?
Yes, I'd get that out.
Yeah, I just put those out. Or put it out tomorrow.
I think.
There's another story. Fine. We're going to see this and that and the other thing. So we're going to see Monday and basically, since they're going to be up, I would I just announce those. You can announce the Monday schedule on Sunday and the Tuesday schedule on Monday. Fine. Oh, you should also point out that several members of the cabinet are away, I mean, are out of the country, for example, Volpe and others, and that Romney, for example, sorry, and that you can say that the order of the cabinet officers calling up depends upon their, except, of course, to a certain extent, your Treasury, Defense, and so forth. But from now on, the order will depend upon availability. Kleindienst, for example, you should point this out, that Kleindienst is out of, is away, Romney is away, Volpe is away.
Right.
See, I think that's very important, so that they don't feel that they aren't being called, that we're calling them up. The president is trying to see them all, just as, fitting in with their schedules.
Right.
There's no order. Nothing should be interpreted in terms of who comes first.
Right.
Okay?
The point I make is that when you're seeing them to talk about the reorganization, get their eyes,
yeah,
get their
talk about the reorganization.
Right.
But my point is, let's make very sure they understand that the order is in terms of the fact that some are awake, because they're going to likely season the Kleindienst one.
Mr. President, I'm not concerned about the heartless aspect.
Well, I would.
The fact of the matter is that, we can take steps, and announcement and the activity yesterday contributed to soften that type of thing. But the fact of the matter is that when announcements
that,
are made, when it's put into place, that won't matter. You see what I mean?
Sure. A lot of course, half of them will be staying anyway.
That's right. And it'll be put in perspective, and the impression will be that the president moved quickly to reorganize and reform.
Not
one of heartless.
Right.
I think
okay.
We should keep that in mind when we approach the problem.
Fine.
Okay, good.
And I will be, or are you in Washington or up here?
No, I'm in the office.
How's the trailer working?
That's great.
Were they pleased? Incidentally, I hope you tell them that was my idea.
Oh, I did?
I walked by and I saw them standing there in the cold, and I said, for Christ's sakes, get a trailer up there. I had remembered being up at Wilkes-Barre, and I said, why should the press stand out there, looking for us? And it forms a nice little briefing room, too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And everybody's, they like it. Any of them remark about it?
Oh, yeah, I was up there yesterday, and they're very pleased with it.